Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 18 of Spur of the Moment.
Yes, and tonight we lost a tough one to the Brooklyn Nets. Really just couldn't shoot the ball well tonight. We finished out at a 38.9% clip, not even 39%. And, you know, obviously the Nets with that stallion they've got, Mr. James Harden and Kyrie Irving, got hot there in the fourth quarter. And, you know, those two guys were just a handful. What are your thoughts about the game, Drew?
Like you said, you cannot shoot 38% and 27% from three to beat the Brooklyn Nets. They're one of the best teams in the NBA. They have James Harden, Kyrie Irving, both very good veterans, and they just lit us up in the fourth quarter. We couldn't stop them. It was just very tough.
Yeah, and, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge and Patty Mills made their return, and the Spurs did a great tribute for them tonight. LaMarcus Aldridge ended up with 16 points and 7 rebounds, and Patty Mills didn't have as great of a night. He had 9 points and only hit 1 3, but, you know, those two guys were good members of the Spurs, and it was nice to see them get a little tribute. All right, so that takes us to, we'll get to our top two, bottom two to recap the game. Drew is going to do the top two, and then I'll follow up with the bottom two. Drew?
Yep, to start off my top two, I have Mr. Triple-Double himself, DeJounte Murray, who finished with his 9th triple-double of the season, 13th of his career, and this was his stat line for tonight. 25 points, 10 assists, 12 rebounds, struggled a little bit, 8 of 20 from the field, but he just had a great night. And my second top two is going to be Jakob Poeltl, 15 points, 3 blocks again. He's getting the block shots up there. 11 boards, five of them being offensive, and 6 of 12 from the field. Both guys played pretty well tonight.
Yeah, so that was the top two. I'm going to cover the bottom two, and this was actually the guy I think I picked to click last episode, but Doug McDermott, he was number one on my bottom two. He ended up 3 of 9 shooting, only hit 1 3, finished out with 7 points, and, you know, he just expected a little more out of him tonight after he'd kind of been on a roll with his shot lately, but yeah, that's how it happens for shooters sometimes. And then my next one that I was going to cover was Mr. Devin Vassell. Came off the bench, and he's had some good ones for us. But tonight he was only 4 of 11 shooting and 0 of 5 from three-point range. And he had a couple wide-open looks that he just couldn't hit on tonight, finishing with 9 points. So that's the bottom two for this game. What are your takeaways from this game, Drew?
Yes, we got to be better in the fourth quarter and third quarter. If we want to be a good team, a playing team, we've got to get better in the fourth and third quarter. Because it was tied at halftime, I believe. Yeah, that's one of my takeaways. What are some takeaways that you have?
Yeah, no, we were actually up 51-50 at halftime. And then after that, they outscored us in the second half of 67-51. And so that's what led to the final deal. But when you have a game breaker like James Harden, that's just tough to compete with. And Kyrie Irving got hot there for a while. And I just, you know, that's one of the elite teams in the NBA. Even without Kevin Durant, they still have a lot of talent on the court. And, you know, with Durant there, they're an NBA Finals contender, or at least a Final Four team in the NBA. So it was a tough lesson for the Spurs tonight, and guess what? It doesn't get any easier on Sunday, and we'll get to that game later. So now we're going to get to our segment of the show where we answer your questions that were emailed or texted in. This one was email in. Again, you can email spurspodcast99@gmail.com. That's spurspodcast99@gmail.com. Or you can text your questions in to 512-540-1626. That again is 512-540-1626. This question is from Angela way out in Pampa, Texas in the Panhandle. Her question was, with our newest addition, how do you project Juancho Hernan Gomez's role to be with the Spurs? What do you project for his role, Drew?
Well, we saw it tonight, I think. He's going to maybe get 5 minutes per game like he did in the Celtics. I don't think he's that good of a player, only averaging 1 point a game. And I really just think we made that trade to get a little bit of money off of it. I don't think it was because of the player that we were getting. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, and I've kind of thought the same looking at him and his history with the Celtics and just his career history. I did some research on that. But he did have a great hustle play. He came in there in the trash time minutes at the end. But I could see that totally being his role, is just some cleanup time at the end whenever we're blowing somebody out or somebody else is blowing us out. I don't know what his long-term role is, but that's something that we'll follow on the Spur of the Moment podcast, just kind of see what he develops into or how he develops or what his role even is or will be with the Spurs. I do think it was a money grab for the Spurs. They got $2.5 million. They dumped Brim Forbes' contract, and I think you know, they got a draft pick in, you know, 2028. But, you know, I think that's going to be his role. I wouldn't expect too much out of him. Things can always change with the injuries and players moving around and whatnot. But as of right now, I agree with Drew. I think 5 minutes a game, maybe two or three garbage time minutes. I wouldn't expect just a whole lot of Mr. Hernan Gomez. But I really did like his hustle on that play. It was a rebound or a loose ball. And I remember going, man, who was that? And that was him. I think that'll be his role. Thanks for your question, Angela. And again, we invite you guys always, please email or text us questions in. We love that segment. All right, so for our next segment, This Day in Spurs History, I'm going to be covering this one. It's November 21st, 2014. The Spurs went into Minnesota. The 8-4 Spurs were playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, 3-8 that year, so they weren't very good. But this game was a stellar performance for the San Antonio Spurs in 2014 on this day. Tony Parker had 28 points, 12 of 18 shooting, 3 of 3 from the three-point line. Danny Green followed up with 18 points, 6 of 9 shooting, 4 of 6 from the three-point line. And then Austin Day was a little-known member, but he actually put together, you know, 7 or 8 years in the NBA. But that was one of his best games, and he was off the bench for us that year. But Austin Day had 13 points and 11 rebounds, and that was one of his finest NBA single-game performances. But the Spurs, something else I noticed about that game, you know, we talk about there's plus or minus believers and some that believe in that and some that not. But just to tell you what kind of machine the 2014 San Antonio Spurs were in that night, I'm just going to read you the starting five. I won't even go to the bench. Danny Green, plus 27. Boris Diaw, plus 22. Tony Parker, plus 26. Kawhi Leonard, plus 24. Tim Duncan, plus 20. That is a machine, and that's the former glory days of the Spurs, and we'll be back there one day eventually. But that's This Day in Spurs History, November 21st, 2014. So Drew's going to take us in with a preview of our game Sunday versus the 76ers.
Yep, we're going to face the 76ers in our last game of the 7-game homestand. The 76ers are 26-19, and they lost their last game against the Clippers. But Joel Embiid has been on a tear in his last two games. Yes. He's scored 90 points in his last two games. That's crazy. They also have Tobias Harris, who's averaging 18 points and 7 rebounds, and Tyrese Maxey, who's averaging 16 points. Seth Curry, who's questionable for this game, but he with an ankle injury, but he is also averaging 16 a game. And the last game we played against the 76ers, we lost 119-100, but we were without a lot of key players in that game.
All right, so I'm going to go to my player that I think is going to go off for the Spurs and my prediction of this game. And for me, I think the player that's going to go off, I mean, let's just give this disclaimer real quick. It's pretty obvious to say DeJounte Murray this year, every game. I'm going to go ahead and write that one off just because he is just playing at such a high level right now, just for right now. I'll do it again just as an easy cop-out later on in the game. But my player that I think is going to go off, and you can see it. His shot is getting there. I think Mr. Keldon Johnson's going to have a big night for the Spurs on Sunday night against the 76ers. However, I have picked the Spurs to win the past few games, but this one, unfortunately, I'm going to say the 76ers are going to beat us by 11. And I hope I'm wrong, and we always say that whenever we pick against the Spurs, but they are a really good ball club, and Joel Embiid is playing at a high level, and it's going to take everything Jakob Poeltl has to slow him down. Drew, who's your player to go off in your predictions?
My player to go off is, I think his shot was pretty good. He struggled a little bit tonight, but I think he's going to get back on his tear. I'm going to go with Devin Vassell, who I think is going to do good tonight. I think he's going to get back to it. And my prediction for this game is, I'm actually going to go with the Spurs. I've picked against them, I believe, the last three games. But I'm going to go with the Spurs winning this game by 5 points to upset the Philadelphia 76ers. We haven't beat them yet, and I think we will on Sunday.
All right. So I like the positive outlook. As of right now, we're going to give our conference look into the standings / lottery pick. Is we're sitting with a 17-29 record. As of right now, that is two and a half games out of the playoff picture or the play-in game. Portland's in that 10th spot right now with a 19-26 record. So we're sitting out of the play-in game picture right now in a tough schedule ahead. I was looking at it with Drew at the end of this game, and I think out of our next nine games, we're playing two of those against the Rockets. So, I mean, the Rockets are one of the worst teams in the NBA. But other than that, every team that we're playing is a top six team in the NBA.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a tough stretch for the Spurs. If you're looking at draft pick, if you're one of the draft pick lookers, as of right now, the Spurs would be sitting in with the lottery balls in the fifth spot. So they would have the fifth most lottery balls to try to get a top five draft pick, and the odds are in their favors. And I was telling Drew tonight on our drive, we were on the road before the game, and I was telling him that this, there's Paolo Banchero for Duke is looking really good. Auburn's got a guy that's really good. Gonzaga's got a guy, Chet Holmgren, that's really good. And so, I mean, there's some post and there's some length in this draft. So if the Spurs end up pulling a lottery pick, I'm not going to be too upset. But if they also make the playing game, I'm not going to be too upset. Mm-hmm. So it's just a weird part of a rebuild. Drew, I know we gauge this often. Do you play-in game or draft pick? If you had to choose one tonight, what would it be? And this changes daily.
Yes, so I would like a great draft pick. To be honest with you, we really need a great draft pick. We need a post that can be a starter over Jakob Poeltl. I think Jakob Poeltl's good, but I don't think he's good enough to be a starter in the NBA, maybe for the Rockets or somebody like that. But I think we need a post, and Jakob could go off the bench. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and there's a lot of posts in this draft. I mean, really, in that top 10, I think there's going to be five or six different posts. I was doing the research, but we'll get to that when it's draft time. But we talk about, well, play-in game or draft pick, and I'm either or. I just want the Spurs to get better every time. And if they get a run right before the playoffs, you never know what a young team can do. But if we don't, then you never know what kind of draft pick we can get. So that wraps up the Spur of the Moment podcast with Shane Dagey and Drew Dagey, and I'll let Drew take you home.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, everybody, and go Spurs, go!